And here tonight, around this table, are all the temptations. The stones represent the temptations of power to turn stones into bread. And I've said, as one of the groups is often, we turn bread into stones. So I want you to think of, we've put these stones on this table tonight to represent our temptations. As we start, as we go to serve the Lord this week, where are the areas where we've been tempted, and the stones are part of all that? And here and amongst all these temptations is the bread and the wine. So I'd ask you to come out and make a circle around this as we just reflect on this and remember that what's going to happen tonight is that this bread of life, the stones, are literally going to be turned into bread. But Christ is the one who's turning them to feed us and will turn our temptations into something that's positive and good. Just reflect upon that. And I'm going to hand over to Sheena now. But we would come and just make a circle round the table.
Just to start, can we all come forward and take a stone, and we're going to make them into a pile so they're all actually joined together instead of touching each other. And I'm going to read a sentence, and the responses will all come up on the screen. Yes, just if let's all put them towards here. And we place these stones upon each other to remind us of the hardness of our hearts. The responses will be on the screen. We place these stones upon each other to remind us of the hardness of our hearts. Forgive us. We place this bread upon these stones to remind us we cannot live by bread alone. We place this wine upon these stones to remind us of blood shed and a stone rolled away. We place these stones upon each other to remind us we are called to be living stones. We place these stones upon each other to remind us we are being built into a holy temple. We place these stones upon each other to remind us we are called to bear each other's burdens. Come, Holy Spirit, bring us to life through your word of truth. Come, Holy Spirit, descend on us. May this wine bring to us your life-giving joy. And I invite you now to share the peace with those around. Peace of Christ, Ken. And also with you. Peace of Christ. Peace of Christ. Peace of Christ, Wendy. Yeah. Malcolm. Peace of Christ. Monica, peace of Christ. And those at the back, peace of Christ. We give them all a wave. Peace of Christ to you up at the back. They're the tech people doing a great job. God our Father, defender and deliverer, protect us from all the attacks of the evil one when we face temptation. Give us the strength to resist. Do not let the seed of your word be stolen from our hearts. Help us, God the good. Holy Spirit, our defender and protector, we gather around these stones, inviting you to redeem our lives. Forgive us when we have been seduced by the comforts of the material world, when we have neglected to feed our souls, when we have been deceived by our own avarice. Help us guard the good and face the truth. Son of the Father, our brother and redeemer, we bow in shame, acknowledging the reflection of our selfish heart. We have abused your love, taken your grace for granted. Forgive our self-deception. We have tested your patience beyond all earthly grace. God, our protector and judge, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have sold our souls and lost our peace. Save us from being deceived again. Power and wealth will vanish. Beauty and fame will fade. But those who put their trust in you will always be in a secure place. Help us guard the good and trust in your promises. Now hand over to Keith, who's going to lead us in communion.
Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Not a sound was heard. One by one, our accusers left. Only the sound of falling stones and reluctant footsteps. And among these stones, she heard a voice. Where are your accusers? Go and sin no more. Let him without sin roll the stone. Not a sound was heard. Then a word broke the silence. Worthy is the Lamb. We give you thanks, O Lord, that you came among us, shared our sorrow and pain, and took upon yourself the sins of the world. You came among us and you broke the bread, blessed the cup, and made a way for us to be forgiven. We come now and gladly receive your gift of faith, your gift of bread, your gift of wine. May it become for us your saving power at work in our lives. And when the supper was finished, you took the cup, and having blessed it and said, "This is my blood, shed for the remission of sins. We drink this cup, believing that we are forgiven. We do it as a remembrance of one of your great sacrifice. We do it not to receive your grace, but out of gratitude for the grace received through the gift of faith. For Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again." Upon the night upon which, being delivered into the hands of his enemies, the Lord Jesus took a loaf, and when he had blessed it and broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, at the end of the meal, he took a cup too and said, "This cup stands for the new covenant, the new love, made possible at the cost of my death. Do this in remembrance of me. For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this wine, you are publicly proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes again. Eat now of this bread, and so receive the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Drink now of this wine, and so share in the grace, in the presence, in the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ." The body of Christ, broken for you. Body of Christ, broken for you.
Thank you for the price.
David, if we could move back to the slide where we share the words of we who carry our stones. We have come to the Lord's table. Sometimes we come as dry stones, as hard as rock. But the scripture invites us to be living stones. Let's say these words together. We who carry our stones are now living stones. We who were once broken, now feeding on the living bread. We who were weary in the journey and are now revived by the wine of the kingdom. We who face temptation have been delivered from evil. And as we go into the night, we will guard the good. With the blessing, the joy, and the comfort of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, bless and keep us to guard the good and seek the truth.